Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Relay for Life is coming up Saturday the 13th of August. Before you know it, it'll be on our doorstep. How's everything coming along?
Oh, it's going really, really well. We're just really excited about this year. It's going to be a fantastic event.
So tell us, obviously, for those who might not be aware of what Relay for Life is, tell us a little bit about it.
So Relay for Life has been going in Bundaberg for over 20 years and has raised, you know, well over $1 million. It's, it's an amazing event in the support of the Queensland Cancer Council for research and to help cancer sufferers. But it's been a slight difference since COVID. We've actually changed it. It used to be an all-night event,
right,
which sounds exciting until you have to be walking at 2 a.m.
I can think of a number of things to be doing at 2 a.m. and walking, although this is a good cause, is not one of them, really.
No, exactly. And so now we're running it from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
So you can be safely home, tucked up in bed by 11 o'clock. So still the same thing. We have a lovely opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. We have a beautiful candlelight ceremony at 6 o'clock to remember those who are no longer with us.
Yep.
But we have fun. You know, you join teams, you walk around the track. There's lots of entertainment, games, lots of food, and a great way for people to get together for such an important cause.
I think everyone in society, Trish, will know someone or have been affected by cancer themselves. I mean, there's so many different, I say varieties, and I use that term in a nice way, of cancers that we have, you know, breast cancer, we have skin cancer, and I reckon everyone has been affected somewhere along the line. So an event like this is not only important for those who are participating in the event, but others as well.
Absolutely, and you are completely right. You know, everyone has been touched in one way or another, and so that's why it is such an important event and why it is, you know, so popular and we get so many people there. One of the great events that we have is a survivors and carers afternoon tea, and we invite people to come along who have gone through cancer and those who've supported them, and it's just a beautiful opportunity for them to be able to sit down, relax, and enjoy a cuppa. We've got Urangan State High School students doing the catering this year for that. It's basically going to be a high tea. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And people can still register for that in the Survivors and Carers Afternoon Tea.
Now, how do they go about doing that, Trish?
So if they go onto the website, which is relayforlife.org.au/event, and look for Bundaberg Fraser Coast 2022, they can register their team there. They can register for Survivors and Carers. They can make a donation. It's a great website with lots of information. But, yeah, we've so far, I think, got 52 survivors and carers coming to that afternoon tea. We'd love to have 100 there.
Yep.
It's completely free, and we'd really love to see people there. And it's still, of course, not too late to actually register a team to be part of Relay this year.
So if anyone is interested in joining a team or maybe even bringing in a team, is that the same website?
It is, yep. You can do all of that there. And if they have any questions, they'll see the contact details for the lovely Rebecca and Hayley in the Bundaberg office here for Cancer Council. Mm-hmm. They're very helpful. They can help with everything that people need to get started. And it's certainly not too late.
Trish Mears is the co-chair for Bundaberg Fraser Coast Relay for Life. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It's been great chatting.
Likewise. It's 1332 4BU. Good morning.